Call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to John Nixon.
Good afternoon, everybody. From Tarkio, Missouri, home of the East Atchison Wolves, it is time for the Per Se College Game of the Week on this Saturday. And why in the world are they playing on Saturday, you might ask? Well, here's what happened. There's contracts you have to work out with officials, and sometimes snafus happen. And when you make those contracts in the spring and you double-check them later in the fall to make sure everything's a go, things happen. And they didn't have any officials for last night. And they couldn't find any officials because Missouri, like everybody else, has a bit of a shortage for officials. So they got officials for this afternoon, and we're going to kick this game off here at 1 o'clock. Second of all, Troy Nelson joined us here in the broadcast booth. You had a long night last night, and up and at it again this morning. This afternoon now.
Yes, afternoon.
Oh, I probably ought to turn yours on so they can hear what you're saying.
There you go.
Actually hear what you're saying, Troy.
Hello.
I promise you, we did visit with East Ashton coach Aaron Barron to the pregame show, but snafus happened, and we got a snafu, so we don't have Coach Barron's interview for you. But I can tell you, he is very enthused about his football team. They're 4-0, they're ranked number 7 in Missouri 8-man football. Talked a little bit, obviously, about players like Jared Spinato, senior this year. He's played and started all 4 years of high school. And he's one of those do-everything kids. He'll play some running back. He'll play some end. There's thoughts at times he could even be taking snaps from the center, a quarterback. Defense, return, he kicks. He does it all. He's not very big. He's listed about 155 pounds. And he is quick, fast player, hard to find, hard to corral. And also, Coach Barron's was very happy with his quarterback. He really didn't know going into the season who that quarterback would be, but it's Blake Simmons. He's a sophomore. He's won the job, and he's done very well. He can run it, and he can throw it some. East Ashton likes to run it about 75% of the time and throw it about a quarter of the time, about 25% of the time. So they will be, that is their theory on offense going into today's game. They're going to do the national anthem here. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back for the kickoff and look at the starters on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back here to Danny Palmero Field in Cardiff, Missouri, home of the East Nashville. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the Wolves. We didn't get to hear from Coach Behrens. Play action, a big part of their offensive scheme. They'll run that today as well. And go from there. They keys the game. They need to block well at the line. Rockport's done pretty well on that line of scrimmage this year. And their defensive line needs to control the ball. That are the keys. It is the keys. And control the clock as well. They would love to just kind of run the ball and keep it away from Rockport in this ball game. Rockport, on the other hand, discipline, holding blocks, and keeping Jared Spinato in check. Some of the keys of the game today for the squad from Rockport, the Blue Jays. East Atchison averaging 60 points a game on offense while giving up just 6.5 points a game on the year. Rockport is averaging 50 points a game on offense, but they're giving up 26.5 per game. And we'll see who comes out on top of this one. And what we do our weekly coaches show with Coach Dalton Jones here for Rockport. And a couple of years ago, he said, well, this is the world championship of Atchison County when we play East Atchison. And we kind of had fun with that over the years of visiting with him. So today is the world championship of Atchison County, Missouri here. The only thing, and it doesn't mean a thing because you can make numbers say anything, the opponents for undefeated East Atchison are a combined 2-14 on the year. 3-1 Rockport, their opponents come into today's game a combined 8-8, not counting in the results for last night's action. Troy, we better take a look at the starting lineups. I'll start with the Rockport offense. You can do the defense if you got them by there.
Ready.
For Rockport Day, Coach Dalton Jones, the quarterback will go with Eden Burke, 165-pound senior. Right end, Brecken Kelly, 140 in the senior. The fullback, Philip Heron, 140-pound senior. Left end, Corbin Jacob, 155 and a sophomore. The tailback, Micah Makings, 185-pound senior. Jared Hunter at right guard, 220 and a senior. The center is Brenton Heron, a 230-pound junior. And the left guard is a freshman, 220-pounder, Ryder Heron. You're starting at 8 on offense for Rockport.
And your defense for the Blue Jays, number 2, Trulin Pankow, defensive tackle, 175-pound senior. Number 9, Dylan Lair, 130-pound freshman, defensive back. Number 10, Aiden Burke, 165-pound senior, defensive end. Number 22, Philip Heron, 140-pound senior, linebacker. Number 26, Corbin Jacob, 155-pound sophomore, linebacker. Number 33, Micah Makings, 185-pound senior, defensive end. Number 34, Cade Makings, 150-pound junior defensive back. And number 62, Jarrett Hunter, 220-pound senior defensive tackle.
On the offensive side for East Atchison, for Coach Aaron Behrens, I don't have weights for everybody, but Jarrett Spinato at running back, 155 and a senior. The quarterback is Blake Simmons, a sophomore. Tight end, Owen DeRozier, 155-pound sophomore. The running back, Braden Graves, 175 and a senior. At guard, Colin Headland, 245 and a junior. The other guard is Charlie Litherberry, a 225-pound senior. At tight end, Trent Kingery, 175 and a junior. And at center is Tate Johnson, a freshman for East Atchison.
Your defensive starters for the Wolves, number 3, Jarrett Spinato at safety. Number 7, Lincoln Murray as your outside linebacker. Number 12, Owen DeRozier, outside linebacker.
DeRozier.
DeRozier. We talked about that earlier.
I love being able to correct you.
Number 14, Braden Graves. Number 24, Colin Headland. Number 32, Trent Kingery, defensive tackle. Number 45, Weston Classic, defensive end. And number 50, Charlie Leatherby, defensive tackle.
They're about to do the coin toss here. Troy, I'll have you watch that and see who wins. I will tell you, folks, that the score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of the players, the coach, and the spectators, well, that leaves a lasting impression the next time you attend a high school game. Think of how history is going to remember you. Choose good sportsmanship, and the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities. for tomorrow. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Sunny 101.3.
East Atchison won the toss, and they will receive the ball to start the first half.
I guess if I was averaging 60 points a game, I would probably feel that way, too. Give me the ball. Let's see what happens. So, kicking it off will be the Rockport Blue Jays, if I turn that over the right way. Kicker should be Jarrett Hunter. And what breeze there is out of the west, we got an east-west feel here today, blowing pretty much out of the west, maybe a little southwesterly. The Wolves will have the wind at their back here in the first quarter. And Jared Hunter goes out and gets the ball from the official. We're playing eight-man football here this afternoon. We'll tee it up at the 30-yard line. Jared Spinato, the lone deep man here for East Ashton. He'll stand back at around his own 5-yard line as we get this game underway. You're listening to high school football, the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Falls City, Rockport, and Tarkio. All right, we're ready to boot it away here on a bright, sunny day in Tarkio, Missouri. Here's the kick, and it's a short kick, bouncing, and it gets by, and Rockport's on it.
Wow.
Ball bounced away, and Rockport got on top of that football, getting up with it, and if his teammates don't beat him to death.
28. Recovered that for Rockport. Camden?
McEnany. So, ready to go.
When you look at the East Atchison kick return team, they had two lines, and they're both 5 yards apart, and then the return man was 20 yards down the field. So, when that got bounced to that guy, he missed it, yeah.
East Atchison has the ball at the 25, or Rockford has the East Atchison 25, and the handoff goes up the middle, and the fullback breaking a tackle, moving to the left, running the football is Phillip Herring. He went straight up the middle and then bounced to the outside, and a good gain on first down for Phillip Herring.
Coming up from his linebacker position, number 12, Owen DeRozier.
DeRozier.
Ooh, I got it right.
A 16-yard gain, spot the ball down around the 9-yard line, or is it on the 10? I can't see.
Looks like the 10 from here.
It's first and goal, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So first and goal from, we'll call it the 10-yard line for Rockport. Under center, Aiden Burke, 165 and a senior. He'll turn. Mike Makings up the middle, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown on the second play of the game. Makings plows his way forward for 10 yards, and Rockport gets the big break to start the game. And then they come up with a touchdown in two plays and take a quick 6-0 lead. So we'll do it again. Two-point try. Split the backs in the backfield. Herring on the left, Makings on the right, Burke under center. Burke going to keep the ball, and he leans forward and did not make it. Came up short. 6-0 Rockport. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tarkio. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City. 11:29 left in the first quarter, a 9-yard run by Micah Makings. Rockport gets on the board first, two plays, 25 yards. PAT was no good. They're up 6-0.
Kicking it off again, Jared Hunter. Keeping the ball away from Spinato is going to be the play. So here it again, a Midland kick, and it'll be covered at the 31-yard line there by the Wolves, Owen DeRozier. Rockport did that last week. They just kept kicking onside kicks, and their opponent, finally, after about the third successful one, they changed the player they were kicking it to.
Yeah.
But they were still, I think they said they recovered 5 or 6 onside kicks on their game last week.
There you go.
So the ball at the 31-yard line, 11:29 to go here in quarter number one, 6-0 Rockport. And the handoff goes straight ahead, and nowhere to go that time for Braden Graves. The Rockport defense played it well, and it'll be a very short gain of anything here.
Jarrett Hunter for Rockport hitting him first, and helping out is Trulon Pankow.
Graves found no running room. Second down and 10 now for East Atchison. The Graves is a lone setback. Wingman on the right side, Spinato comes in motion, and it gives the fullback, and Graves breaks outside. He's got running room at the 30. He's down to the 25. He's got a block. Will he get there? He hit the pylon, and down. They're going to call it the 1 or 2 yard line. Down to the 1 yard line. He broke that right up the middle, bounced outside, and a big gain for Graves. For East Atchison, we might have a track meet going here.
Your defensive back, Dylan Lair, coming up and helping shoving him out of bounds at the very last there, close to the pylon.
47-yard gain for East Atchison. Puts the ball first and goal at the 1. Blake Simmons, sophomore quarterback, brings his team over the football. As soon as the official sets it down, there he goes. Unbalanced line to the right side. Quarterback going to plow over that left short side and into the end zone, and we are tied at 6, and we played a minute 14 of this ball game. Quarterback Blake Simmons with the touchdown run. Reese Atchison to tie the ball game. All right, well, here we go. 2-point conversion try for East Atchison coming up here. Spinato lines up in the shotgun. He'll keep it. He'll run the right side, and he got thrown down short of the end zone. Score remains tied 6-6 back to Tarkio after this 30-second timeout.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
Well,
1 yard, one in the first quarter, 1 yard run by Simmons. Capped a 3-play, 49-yard drive. PAT, no good, tied at 6 here in the first quarter.
Jared Spinato to kick it off for East Atchison. Aiden Burke back deep for Rockport. A deep kick is going to sail into the end zone. No return on that. And the Blue Jays will have it first and 10 to their own 15 to start their new possession here. 6-6 score. Some big plays on both sides so far here in this ball game in the first quarter. We've still got 10:46 to go in the first quarter, and it's already 6-6. So, coming in with the play is Brecken Kelly from the sideline and Coach Dalton Jones. Blue Jay football. Split a man out to the left side. That's going to be Heron making the lone setback. Turn, and the quarterback going to keep it. Throws underneath on a screen and a little bit short on the pass intended for Heron, and they could not connect. Comes up incomplete, bringing up second down and 10 yards to go for the Blue Jays.
Braden Graves in on the coverage there for East Atchison.
So coming over to get the play, Aiden Burke heads back out to the huddle here. Clock. Stop with the incomplete pass. This time, split back formation. Quarterback will be under center. Double tights. Second and 10, crossback action. And the fullback with the ball. Heron straight ahead. Not much at all that time. Might foot or two, that's about it. Now if you got a full yard, that will actually gonna lose a foot or two for the down marker over here. We'll call it third down and 11.
Headland and Litherberry in on the tackle for the Wolves.
Charlie Litherberry, among the top three tacklers in Missouri deep end football so far this season. Heron in a wing on the right, a split man to the left on third and 11. Burke in the pistol calls a snap, back, looking, rolling, throwing underneath. Heron, and he slipped down as he tried to make a cut up the field. He'll have 3 or 4 yards, but as he went to turn up field, he fell down. Field left him.
A couple big divots right there as he tried to turn that corner, and the turf just came up.
If they had much rain here yesterday, they didn't have a chance to ask anybody, but that time it looked like the field kind of gave way with him. So, punting it away for Rockport will be Micah Makings. Spinato stands back just inside his own 30. And the punt is away, nearly blocked. And it takes a big high hop, and Spinato from the 28-yard line, 30, 35, still on his feet, dodging tackles. A flag comes down, and he's tackled at the 35-yard line. Well, we'll see. That was a penalty on the return. Coming in there late with the flag.
Philip Heron and Corbin Jacob in on the tackle for the Blue Jays.
See what they come up with here with a call. Getting ready to mark it back against the Wolves, it looks like. We're on the wrong side of the officials. Markers, aren't we? Stands are on the far side of the field. They'll signal the press box over there. It's an illegal block. And that will spot the ball back to the 25-yard line. East Hatcher, their own 25, with 9:17 to go here in quarter number one. East Atchison comes over the football. They'll have two backs in the backfield this time. Spinato on the right. Graves on the left, quarterback Blake Simmons under center. Takes snap, option right, gives it Spinato. Hit, got away, hurdles one tackler, stretches the ball out all the way to the 40-yard line, and it's a gain on the play of 16 yards.
And your safety, Dylan Lair, shoestring tackle there, just holding on long enough and tripping him up has brought him down, or he'd been gone.
Another 2 inches in the air, caught him. All right, same formation. Split the backs on first and 10 for midfield for East Atchison. Option again, and the give is to the fullback, and Braden Graves finds short yardage on the play. They'll pick up about 3 on the play.
Pankow in on the tackle there for Rockport and just throwing him backwards.
Second down now and 7 to go. Blake Simmons heads over, gets the play call, coming back in. Looks like about 10 players lined up, suited up over there on the far sideline for East Atchison. It's about 18 suited up for the game. And Spinato comes around from the right in the wing, takes the handoff, cut back into the middle, and he's able to squirt his way forward for about a yard on the play.
Defensive end for Rockport doing his job, staying put and making him cut back up the middle, and Philip Heron in for the tackle for the Blue Jays.
Who were they talking about years ago in college football? If you miss the tackle, just stay there. He'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, there you go.
Kind of the way Spinato was on that run. He's extremely quick. Can move laterally at a high rate. And now we'll line up. Spinato in the pistol. Takes a snap, heads straight forward, puts his head down. Short of the first down, he'll bring up fourth down.
We got Micah Makings in on the tackle there for the Blue Jays.
Not much of a gain there. Bringing up fourth down and four and a half here for East Atchison. They have the wind pretty much at their back here. Now they head, a quarterback heads over. Now he gets to play, comes right back in. I don't wonder if they're going to call a timeout, but talking it over, thinking it over. Coach Barron's down there right by the official in case he needs to call a timeout. And he does call a timeout. 6-6 in the first quarter, about halfway through here. Between Rockport and East Action, we're back at 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Satchin took the timeout to talk it over. It's fourth down and a long four here for the Wolves. Early in the ballgame, 6-6. And they will get ready here. Over the football they come. Tate Johnson, the freshman center, leads him over the football. And it is going to go. Oh, we got movement. I think the quarterback moved first.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And now it's going to bring up fourth down and about nine.
He rocked just enough
yeah.
on the defensive end for Rockport. Started to move. But your officials are talking this over now.
Rockport definitely came offside, but it was after Spinato had, rocked. So now the ball will move back to the 39-yard line. And now what will the Wolves do? The punter is Spinato into the game. For East Action comes Lincoln Murray. The Spinato now in punt formation, and Rockport has nobody back. Snap is good. Spinato running right, stops. Now he'll punt it, kind of a soccer-style punt, and it hits, and it bounces into the end zone, and the Blue Jays will be a first and 10 at their own 15. So a touchback will give Rockport the ball, first down and 10, at their own 15, 6:50 to go. In quarter number one, 6-6 tie between Rockport and East Action. We had fireworks to start. We had two touchdowns in the first minute and 15 of the ball game. Since then, the defenses have had stops. Rockport over the football. Spread the split backs. Crossbuck action making hit hard as he comes across the line of scrimmage. He'll lean forward for short yardage on the play, maybe two on the play.
Weston Classic and Charlie Leatherby in on the tackle there for the Wolves.
Aiden Burke runs over, jogs over, gets the play. Now back out on the field he goes. Huddled up, back at their own 10-yard line. Here come the Blue Jays over the football once again. Clock nearing the six-minute mark of this first quarter. Hand it off, and the fullback, Philip Heron, takes the contact, runs through that, and he'll be up short of the first down, but it'll be within a couple of yards, it looks like.
DeRozier had a good hit on him there, but again, running back yards after contact falls forward for an extra 1 or 2 yards.
Gain of six brings up third down and two now. For the Blue Jays, ball on the near side right hash mark as they go left to right toward the west end zone here in quarter number one. Burke has him under center, four down linemen, and straight ahead with the ball would go Heron, and it looks like he got it. One official saying right on the first down line. And the down marker says first down, so they got it. He got just what he needed. The ball is out now to the 26-yard line.
Headland and Leatherby in on the tackle there for the East Atchison Wolves.
Give him three on the play. First and 10 at the 26-yard line. Still on this near right side hash mark. And again, right straight ahead, Heron hit hard this time. He didn't get much at all that play. Lots of hard hit. No gain. Second down, 10 for Rockport.
Graves getting the first hit there for East Atchison.
Eden Burke would have probably been a pretty good cross-country runner, Troy. Doing a lot of running back and forth here to the sideline to
yes.
get the play and back out there. Second down and a long, long nine here to go for Rockport. Turn, Makings comes across from the left to the right, takes a handoff, sheds a tackler, dragging a couple of tacklers with him. He'll be into East Atchison territory at their 34-yard line. A 20-yard gain on the play. First down for the Rockport Blue Jays.
Stanato and Hedlund combining together to finally bring him down.
He pulled out of one tackle, had him around the foot, pulled out of that. A couple of our guys jumped on. He drug them with him for about 4 or 5 yards for the first down. And now the ball down to the 34-yard line of East Atchison. Turn, hand the ball off, and Heron upended after a short gain of around 2, maybe 3 on the play.
DeRozier hitting them low, getting down about the shins and getting a good tackle down low.
Second down and 7. Bright, sunny day here in Tarkio, Missouri. Four-man front defensively for East Atchison. Rockport, tight end, two running backs, split in the backfield. They go to Heron again, and he is tossed down unceremoniously in the backfield.
Kingery not fooled that time on that inside handoff to the fullback and hitting him right at the line of scrimmage and driving him backwards.
Third down and 7 out, no gain on the play. For progress, getting back to the line of scrimmage, and that was it. Rockford just plowing away here. Nothing fancy. Blue Jays break the huddle, come over the ball. This time they'll go with a man wide to the left side of the field. Burke in the pistol. Takes the handoff, throws out in the flat, makes the catch, and man, he got hit as soon as he caught it. Nowhere to go, and it'll be short of the first down, fourth down and 3.
Lincoln Murray, beautiful open field tackle there. Hits him as soon as he got the ball and turned around.
So Rockport, probably going to go here. Burke over to get the play call. Heads back out to the huddle. 2:10 to play in the first quarter, 6-6 tie here at Tarkio in this 275 eight-man football game today. Fourth down at about 3. Term Makings, and he slipped as he made his cut in the backfield. Looked like he had some room, but it's going to be no gain, and it's going to be East Atchison football.
Yeah, can't give credit on a tackle there. That was just a turf given and feet sliding.
So East Atchison will take over first and 10 of their own 27-yard line with a minute 53 to go here in quarter number 1. Quarterback Blake Simmons has Bonato lined up behind him. You can't see the number. Yeah, that's Spinato, and they didn't get a clean handoff. In fact, the quarterback ended up with the football. I'm not sure that's what they planned. The ball might have got loose, and it's going to bring up second and 10.
Mike Makings in on the tackle there for Rockport, but 62, Jared Hunter, loses his helmet. He's got to come out of the for one play here.
Second down. We'll give him a yard, I guess, on the play according to that marker. So, 70 yards rushing now for East Atchison in the ballgame. 47 of it coming on one big play. a couple of drives back. And here comes Ray. The ball is loose. I don't know if he was down beforehand or not. Simmons, the quarterback, busted right up the middle inside Rockport territory at their 39-yard line. Nice run. And I think he was probably down before that ball squirted loose.
Yeah, that was going to be close. Phillip Herring got down low and hit him around the knees and maybe caught a little bit of the ball before it came out. But anyway, East Atchison recovers.
So first and 10 now at the 39 of Rockport's Blue Jays here. Simmons, Espinado behind him. Turn, gives Espinado the football. He breaks it outside. Stiff arms, cuts back inside. Dancing. Probably got a square hit on him, but it took the fourth or fifth guy to get a square hit and knock Espinado down, but he'll have another first down. And here's bad news for Rockport as Micah Makings comes limping off the field.
And he is the one that put the beautiful hit and to bring him down, but yeah, he came up and started walking to the sideline right away.
That is a 17-yard pickup. First and 10 of the 22 now for East Atchison. Clock moving, 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Again, an unbalanced line. The quarterback Simmons brings Spinato in motion, and whistles are flying. We had a delay of game before the play got underway.
Wow.
Now it's going to be first and 15 at the Rockport 27. So a delay of game, and the East Atchison Wolves will huddle up again. And I don't think they'll get a playoff here before the end of the first quarter. 6-6. Between East Atchison and Rockport after we scored two touchdowns in the first minute 15 of the first quarter. After that, no scoring. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tarkio. Your Peru State game of the week started the second quarter here, tied at 6. East Atchison has the ball about first and 15 on their own 26-yard line. Under center, giving up the middle, and it's going to be hit right away and dropped for a loss.
Spinato didn't have anywhere to go. Rockport tackle led by Jared Hunter, 220-pound senior, said, nope, not this time.
Second down and about 20 now. Looks like the ball's going to be spotted around the 28-yard line. East Atchison with the ball. He break the huddle. Looks like we're going to have Simmons coming under center. Graves alone back in the backfield, and the give is to him around the right side, and he's going to get maybe 2 yards.
Heron in on the stop along with Burke and also Hunter for the Blue Jays. Long way to go. Got one on that one, Troy.
Simmons goes over to the sideline, gets to play from his coach, Behrens, bringing the play back to the huddle. And Simmons is going to look like he's going to stay in a shotgun formation. You got two receivers to your left, two receivers to your right.
And four defensive lineman.
Open backfield, quick screen over to Spinato, and he makes a couple misses and down the sideline now, and he's in for the touchdown. He let up on the gas right there at the end and almost got caught, but no flags on the play. With 10:32 left here in the second quarter, Spinato runs it in for about
26 yards. That was a good run by Spinato. Once he caught it, he's just so quick. He just hard to get a good clean hit on. That's their first complete pass of the day. 2-point try coming here for East Atchison. Again, in the shotgun, Troy.
Simmons takes it, pitches it, and around the left side, and there's nobody there for Rockport. An easy 2-point conversion for Graves.
It's now 14-6, the lead to East Atchison. We'll take a 30-second break and be back in Tarkio on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tarkio, the scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. 10:32 left in the second quarter, 26-yard pass to Spinato, 6 plays, 53 yards. Graves makes a 2-point conversion. East Atchison now has a lead, 14-6.
Good news, Rockport, Mike Makings is the deep man here, so he's back in the game after getting dinged up a little bit earlier on the defensive side.
Spinato
into the wind.
Away. Yes, again, a beautiful kick, and it's going to land in the end zone. Took a pretty high bounce, looked like they're right on the goal line, and then falls forward for into the end zone.
Yeah, that's one of those you worry about. It goes straight up. You go, now do I have to go get it or not?
Because, again, like you said, Mike Makings just stood there and looked at it like, which way is it going to fall? Anyway, Rockport will start their drive here on their own 15, first and 10. 10:32 left in the second quarter. We got Burke under center. We took a timeout here.
Officials timeout.
Officials take a timeout for the water break.
Well, we'll take a 1-minute timeout this time. Be back with the second quarter continuing on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here in Tarkio, Rockport with the ball going to the right side is Philip Heron for about a 2-yard gain.
Tate Johnson, the freshman there at the nose spot, got stopped that time. Short gain, maybe 3?
Yep. Second down and about 7 now for Rockport. Ball spotted around the 17, 18-yard line. Clock running with 10 minutes left here in the second quarter. East Atchison has the lead, 14-6. Rockport breaks the huddle. Burke comes under center. Two backs in the backfield. And give to Micah Makings around the right side. and he's going to get maybe 1 or 2 yards here.
Kind of got pinball around there by 2 or 3 different Wolves players, but leading the way defensively that time was Charlie Litherberry.
Corbin Jacob coming in on offense now for the Blue Jays. Third down and 4 for Rockport. Ball spotted right at, no, just a little past the 20 of Rockport. Burke under center. Same formation, 2 backs in the backfield. Ooh, lots of running room on this left side here. Phillip Heron, who's going to break some tackles, cross to 40 and get down inside Wolves territory.
Spinato able to help out on the tackle with Braden Graves after the long gain into East Ashton territory.
Again, Phillip Heron doing a great job running that ball, and he had lots of daylight here on the left side. Crosses midfield, so Rockport has the ball first and 10. On about the 34-yard line of East Atchison. Clock running with 9 minutes left in the second quarter.
26-yard gain on that play, Troy.
Burke under center. Give to the fullback up the middle, and he's not going to. Makings was stopped dead, and he just kept his feet moving and kept charging forward and broke the tackle, and then he got a flag thrown after the tackle was made.
He was hit. I thought they were going to blow a whistle.
Yeah.
He was stopped.
Uh-huh.
He backed up, and then somebody lost their helmet, and that's when the flag came out. Headed off the side of the field to Charlie Litherberry. It's his helmet that flew off. Now let's wait and see what they call here. A heck of a second effort by Mike Makings.
Yeah. He just kept his feet moving. Officials having a nice talk here.
Against the Blue Jays, illegal head-to-head contact, Troy?
I'm not for sure what that. Let's listen.
Oh, now,
wait,
now they call it. Now it's against the Wolves.
His helmet came off, and he came up for the tackle. Huh. Okay. That's interesting.
Well, it's a safety issue. I understand that.
Yeah.
But also, not sure he actually made the play.
Huh. That is. Okay.
Give him the yardage.
That's new and different. For me, anyway.
Yeah, from the 37 down to the 24.
Because we're still talking this over, too. Now we got all 4 out of the 5 officials together. Now we're going to move the ball. So about a 10-yard penalty there. That's good. 15-yard. All right, so Rockport has the ball. First and 10.
12.
About the 12-yard line. 8:38 left here in the second quarter. East Atchison leads 14-6. But Rockport on the 12-yard line. All right, here we go. Burke under center. Mike Makings behind him. Slot back to the left. Fake to both of them. He's going to keep it up to the left-hand side, and he gets in. He gets in for the touchdown. Aiden Burke runs it in for 12 yards. For the Rockport Blue Jays.
That little reverse pivot just opened up wide open for the Rockport quarterback. Action all went to the right. A little reverse, he went to the left. Cut inside one man and beat him to the end zone. And the Blue Jays pulled within 2 at 14-12 here. 2-point conversion effort coming up.
All right, so Burke under center. Makings behind him, and going to have a pick.
Aaron.
And he's going to get thrown out of bounds. Aaron's 2-point conversion is no good. With 8:24 left in the second quarter, East Atchison 14, Rockport 12. We're sending them back to the studio. You're listening to high school football on the Peru State Game of the Week.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340 for a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tarkio here, the scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. With 8:24 left in the second quarter, a 12-yard run by quarterback Burke capped a five-play, 65-yard drive, two-point conversion failed. Rockport 12, East Atchison 14. Setting to do the kicking duties for Rockport. Looks like we got Jarrett Hunter.
Sorry, Troy, did you want this to use?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Set to receive the ball. Oh, going to do that onside again. There we go. Okay, just like you said earlier, John, they're going to do a lot of onside. And so, DeRozier.
30-yard line.
Falls on the ball. So, Wolves will take over first and 10 on about their own 30.
Keep it away from Jared Spinato seems to be the
theme of
they're working on here. One of the kickoffs for Rockport Blue Jays today.
All right, the Wolves break the huddle. Spinato is going to be in a shotgun formation. Looks like we got Simmons straight to his right. Or no, the other way around. Snap to Simmons, and Spinato has the ball. And he's going to break some tackles at the middle, and he's going down a race down the sideline. Oh, man. Again, nice tackle there, but saved the touchdown for Rockport.
Dylan Lair able to catch him, which surprises me, Troy.
Yeah.
Lair must have had a little angle on him, but he got him stopped after a big game.
Wow. And again, a little trickery there on the East Atchison, as this time they had Simmons lined up as a running back and handed it off. But anyway, Spinato has the ball down the sideline for a big gain.
46 yards on the play.
All right, so Wolves have the ball first and goal inside the 5-yard line. All right, direct snap to Spinato this time, and he's going to move ahead to the right side for about 2 yards.
It's going to be second down and goal.
Center of that line in there on the stop. Rockport that time. Pank out in there along with Heron. And once again, Jared Hunter.
Second and goal for East Atchison. We break the huddle here with 7:30 left in the second quarter. Simmons is coming up under center. Spinato, the only back in the backfield. To give his Spinato to the left side, and he's going to dance in easily for the touchdown.
Spinato with a 2-yard burst over that left side. Too much speed to stop him. And now the score goes to 20-12. East Atchison with the lead here in quarter number two. 3-play, 50-yard drive that time for East Atchison.
2-point conversion attempt here for East Atchison, shotgun formation is Simmons, Spinato to his left. He's going to pitch to Spinato, and Spinato is going to break one tackle and slide across for the touch. Two-point conversion. Two-point conversion is good for East Atchison. With 7:19 left here in the second quarter, they move ahead 22-12. You're listening to the Peru State Game of the Week on high school radio football here in Missouri. Send her back to the studio.
FNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at sendco.net.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome welcome back to East Atchison High School here in Tarkio, Missouri. East Atchison gets in on the touchdown here for a two-yard run by Spinato. Caps three plays, 50-yard drive, and Spinato gets into the two-point conversion to make it a 10-point lead of 22-12.
Spinato's going to kick this one off into the wind. Makings a deep man again for the Rockport Blue Jays here. 22-12. Don't forget Chiefs football tomorrow on Sunny 101.3.
Ooh, Spinato takes a line drive this time. It's going to be picked up at the 5-yard line by Makings. He's going to move to his left, and he's got some running room. Cuts back to the center. He's going to be brought down there.
There was a small blocker down there for Rockport, and he just got ran over by Weston Kosick, a junior, who was about 2.5 times his size.
Yep.
Sent him rolling head over heels backwards for about 6 yards.
But the best thing is he gets up and runs off the field.
Yeah.
All right, so Rockport has the ball first and 10 on their 27-yard line. All right, so under center is Burke. He's going to take the inside handoff and give to Makings coming around the left side, and Makings is going to move forward for about 6 yards.
First guy to hit him was Simmons that time. He ended up getting some help from Litherberry. Just under 7 minutes to go here in quarter number two, a 10-point East Ashton lead.
All right, so Burke comes to the sideline and gets to play, running back to his teammates, breaking the huddle. And Burke will come up under center. Micah Makings to your right, Philip Heron to the left. We've got a blitz going, and a give to Heron just in time. You can see that East Atchison player coming from the backfield, but it's going to be good enough for a first down is Philip Heron.
Braden Graves on that run blitz went in there.
Man.
Fortunately for Rockport, he didn't get the ball here, hit the quarterback. But the rest of his teammates cleaned it up, but it's a first down run for Rockport.
So first and 10, Rockport on their own 39-yard line. 6:13 left in the second quarter. Rockport trails 22-12. Burke comes under center. This time, Heron will be in the lone back in the I formation. Micah Makings to the left. The give is to Heron. Heron's going to get hit about 1 yard and falls forward for maybe a 1 yard gain.
Lincoln Murray hit him low. That allowed Litherberry to get over there and help out on the stop for East Atchison. Not big gains for Rockport, but they're picking up a yard or two here, then four or five, and moving the chains.
Second down and 8 now for Rockport. Just crossing midfield. The ball spotted about the 39-yard line of East Atchison. Burke under center. Philip Herring in the backfield, dropping back to pass now. Got a man open on the left sideline, and it is caught, but it falls down and goes out of bounds. Let's see, number 10.
Brecken Kelly.
Nope, 18.
Brecken
Kelly. There you go. Okay, pretty good pass. Just let him just enough. All right. He had to stretch out a little bit to get to it, but it was a good pass and a good catch.
3-yard pickup on the play.
First and 10, Rockport. Sorry, first and goal, Rockport. Ball on the 9-yard line of East Atchison. Clock right at 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Burke under center. Micah Makings and Philip Heron in the backfield. Give to Philip Heron on the left side, and he's going to move across to the right and move ahead forward for about 3 or 4 yards.
Up off the bottom of the stack for East Atchison, Braden Graves. Owen DeRozier in there on that stop as well.
Second down and goal from the 5 for Rockport. Clock running with 4:20 left here in the second quarter. Burke brings the play from the sideline. He'll move up under center. Philip Heron in the backfield. Micah Makings to the right side. Give is to Heron. And he's going to be moving the pack forward for about a 3-yard gain.
Gang tackling there by the East Atchison interior line, Litherberry leading the way once again. And it'll be down to the 1 or 2 yard line.
Yep. Third and goal from the one. 3:45 left here in the second quarter. Rockport trying to answer that touchdown call from East Atchison. Third and goal. Burke under center. Phillip Perrin and Micah Makings in the backfield. Yep, and we got some movement on both sides of the ball, and they're both pointing fingers at each other.
Well, it almost appeared to me the defense moved and then the offense moved,
right.
But I won't swear to that.
They all like to point fingers at each other.
Yep, that's what happened.
There you go.
Half the distance now.
Half the distance.
Third and goal from the half-yard line. So Burke over gets the play call, confirms it. Coach Jones, and back to the huddle he goes.
Clock running with 3:18 left in the second quarter. Burke under center. Phillip Herring in the eye. Pitch to Micah Makings to the left side, and Makings is going to go in for the touchdown.
That'll be a 1 yard touchdown run for Micah Makings as the Blue Jays pulled within 4, 22-18 of the 3:07 mark here of quarter number 2. Nice drive, good answer for Rockport.
Now they got to find a way to get a 2-point conversion in.
Yeah.
All right, so Graves under center. Give to Micah Makings to the left side, and he's not going to get it.
2-point conversion is so good.
So, 2-point conversion fails with 3:07 left in the second quarter. Rockport closes the gap, but still trails 22-18. You're listening to your high school game presented by Peru State College Game of the Week.
Seven.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tarkio, Missouri. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. With 3:07 left in the second quarter, 1 yard run by Rockport's Micah Makings caps the 7-play, 59-yard drive. 2-point conversion failed, 22-18, East Atchison. All right, Rockport set to kick off here from the 30. And again, we got 62, Jarrett Hunter doing the kicking duties. And he's going to kick about a, not quite the onside kick that he had been doing, but he aimed for the middle of the left center field, and number 10 catches the ball and just downs it right there. River Dow. Freeze tackle.
Ball will be down at the 27, Troy. East Atchison on their own side of the football midfield. 3:06 to go and a lead of 4 points. Try to stretch it out here before halftime. They got plenty of speed. They can run it or throw it. Get down the field in plenty of time here.
All right, so East Atchison breaks the huddle. We got Simmons in the shotgun formation. Spinato right to his right, and he's going to hand it off to Spinato. Spinato's got some good running room again around the left side. He's going to get close to an 8-yard gain on that carry.
Get on the stop for Rockport that time. 34, Cade Makings lead the charge.
Second down and about 7 now for East Atchison.
About 3.
3, sorry. 7-yard gain, yes. Gain 7.
You made me write down the wrong thing, Troy. Not you.
Well, you know.
just like pronouncing the names. You got to get things right.
I understand.
All right, he's Etchison race to Huddle. Again, Simmons is your quarterback. Give Spinato on the same play but different side.
Uh-oh.
He's got some more running room. Oh, man.
Nice.
Wow.
Heck of a tackle there again by Cade Makey. Spinato slow to get up here.
Yeah.
Makey hit him good.
A good open field tackle and just, again, basic, doing what you need to do. And Spinato is getting up very slowly, walking back to the huddle, and now they're going to sub in for him.
12-yard gain at that play.
I think we got number 7, Lincoln Murray, in the game now for him. Let's see what we're doing. They break the huddle. Simmons is the quarterback. Looks like he's going under center. Murray to your right. And Graves to the left, and then give his to Murray on the right side, and he's going to move it forward and doing a great job moving his feet, moving the pile.
Graves just powered his way up there, the big fullback that time. Philip Heron and Micah Makey's helping to lead the stop for Rockport.
Brings up second down and about 4 now for East Atchison. The clock running with 1:40 left in the second quarter. East Atchison has the lead 22-18. All right, the Wolves break the huddle. Looks like we got Simmons under center and Graves alone back in the backfield, and it's going to be a give to him, and he's going to try and go to the left side, but nothing is there.
Good job defensively that time. Aiden Burke got him around the waist and held on.
It's going to be a loss on the play for East Atchison. Brings up third down and about 5 now. Clock at 1 minute left here in the second quarter.
Not many negative plays for either team offensively here today.
Wolves break the huddle. Looks like we're going to stay in a shotgun formation as Simmons.
Spinato back over here on the right, Troy.
There you go, Graves to the right. We're going to throw the ball. The ball is intended for Spinato, but great defensive play by Rockport.
Hayden Burke came up. Got a hand on the ball. He's about 6'2". Said, no, we'll knock this one to the ground.
Yeah. Brings up 4th down and 5 now. That was 4th. I'm arguing with that official. There we go. That's it. There we go. I knew we were right.
Yeah.
4th and 5.
These guys get caught up in the game.
Yes, definitely. 44 seconds. The clock has stopped here in the second quarter. Shotgun formation. Simmons, he's dropping back to pass. Oh, just over the outstretched arms of the intended receiver, the Rosser.
That was just Bonato who took the Wildcat snap that time and led him just a little too far.
All right, so turnover on down is East Atchison. Rockport has the ball 1st and 10 on their own 29-yard line. The clock is stopped with 39 seconds left here in the second quarter. East Atchison has a lead, 22-18.
Well, Rockport's got a chance to take the lead here with a big play, but you don't want to do anything silly and give the ball back to East Atchison here with just second and a couple of timeouts left.
All right, Burke will be in the shotgun formation now. 2 receivers to your left. And drop it. Flushed out of the backfield.
Yeah. 99.
I mean, that intended receiver was your lineman. There is a flag on the play.
Ryder Heron, the left guard, freshman, went his direction. He should not have touched the football, but
no.
That's going to be a penalty. That play was messed up from the start.
Yes.
It looked like even before the snap, somebody went the wrong way for Rockport.
Yeah, because Burke went out, he rolled out to the right side, and he had 2 receivers out there. They're calling that a push in the back.
Illegal touching. Really?
Again, it's the officials are giving the call away from us to the other sideline. But I don't understand that. I mean, East Atchison.
That may be a half the distance.
He wants illegal touching.
He's
lost what we were talking
lost
about.
Down on illegal touching.
Yeah. But that's what he's arguing. So just what you just said, that lineman touched the ball on that pass.
Yeah. And if he you probably could have called grounding, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, that would be a loss of down.
Anyway, we have the officials gathering over. They're talking. Now we're going to report back to the East Atchison coach on the far sideline.
I'm not so sure. It really wouldn't be two, almost three penalties on that same play on the offense that time.
And now you got to decide which one you want to call for the official and how you want to take it for East Atchison, huh?
Well, they're marking them back.
What we do now.
Five.
Illegal block at the back is declined. Illegal touching against the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Down.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
So they get illegal touching, decline, illegal touching. The block in the back is declined, illegal touching.
Yeah, there you go.
It took. It's basically half the distance. And it's going to be second down and about 19.
All right, so this is taking a long time to work out here.
That's too much work.
We still got 30 seconds left on the clock here in the second quarter.
Oh, no. Now they move the ball forward 5 yards.
Yes.
What in the world?
I don't quite understand it either.
We're on there.
We're continuing to play here. So second down and 15 for Rockport. Ball spotted on their own 24-yard line.
Play ball.
Aiden Burke comes up under center. Philip Herring and Micah Makings give to Philip Herring around, right up the middle, and he's not going to get anything. Throw him backwards for a loss.
Herring found no room. Kosick, that big fella, that right tackle. And the Wolves took a timeout on a third down play. So we'll take a break with him. It's 22-18. East Atchison with the lead over Rockport. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farmin' City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
One more time.
I don't know if I got enough time to talk about everything that just happened there on that penalty.
Not sure we'd even do that at halftime.
But your officials are still over there talking it over. Kind of something, you know, one of those unique one plays that just don't happen all the time. And a lot of people are confused. But anyway, Rockport has the ball, third and about 16 now on their own 24-yard line. Burke under center. And give to Philip Herring around the left side. And he's going to move forward for about 5 yards and maybe get back to the original line of scrimmage.
Herring tried that left side, but right there to stop him defensively again was Braden Graves, and the Wolves take their final timeout with 22 seconds to go. We'll take another break here before halftime. Be back in Tarkio in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, it is now fourth down and about 10 for Rockport. They're on their own 29-yard line. Spinato drops deep to receive a punt for East Atchison, and the punter is Micah Makings for the Blue Jays. He'll hit this at about his own 20-yard line.
Snap is away. Punt is away. It's going to be angled to the right side to get it away from, but it bounces right to Spinato. Spinato picks it up around the 20. And he's going to juke and jive and maybe get 5 yards on that return. But that's going to take about 5 seconds off the clock as well. All right, so East Atchison has the ball, first and 10. Let's see, spotted on about the 29-yard line. 11 seconds left in the second quarter.
Brent and Heron got down there and made the stop defensively on the punt coverage. 11 seconds to go. What you got in the playbook, Coach Behrens? Let's see. Think you'll involve Spinato?
Well, maybe.
Where's he at? He's in the slot on the right side.
All right. Simmons is your quarterback in the shotgun formation. Spinato just to his right. Drop him back to pass.
Oh, my.
And wide open is Spinato across the center of the field. He's got a flag on the play. East Hatch has some fans light up. Fans light up.
Not sure I agree with that.
Anyway, Spinato gets stopped around the 10-yard line, but we got a flag.
With 1 second to go. Another receiver downfield was down there, and he got a terrific block on a defensive back. Maybe he turned enough to get the call. Coach Aaron Barron is not a happy camper.
Personal foul call on East Hatchison. Call that the blindside block.
That's probably what he was. Him blocking in the back, he turned around, he just leveled it with a heck of a block.
Those plays used to be legal 10, 15 years ago.
That's going to be a spot foul. So they're going to get.
Bringing it all the way back. So first and. Sorry. Second. Got to hold up for the chain gang.
They get 14 yards on the play.
Chain gang's all confused, too. So first and 10. East Atchison, the ball on Rockport 38-yard line. 1 second. So final play of the. Dropping back to pass. He's got the same play again. And Spinato is overthrown on that play. So the play is incomplete. Pass to end the first half of play. East Atchison has the lead 22-18. You're listening to the Peru State Game of the Week.
We'll take a 2-minute timeout here at halftime. It is currently 22-18. Stay tuned. Come up to Highland Community College. Halftime wrap-up. It's close to home. It's far from debt. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agriculture.